James DG. We are on another episode of the James DG Media Podcast. And as always, shout out to our HHDG Media Inc. company making this possible. Rock Vader KB, T. Smith, the mayor, myself, Wiki, and the Skelly Top. Shout out to everyone out there in our YouTube channel tuning in worldwide. And as always, shout out our Facebook group, HHDG Hip Hop Discussion Group, tuning in as well. Before we get in to our Queens representatives tonight, go check that website out at the bottom, hhdgmedia.com. Check out our merch, music put up there, future events. Like I said, Queens representing tonight. We got dope MC producer who continues to humble himself, but when you listen to what he creates, production-wise, lyrics, is relatable, is ill, and it all comes perfectly together when you really get to sit down and speak with him like I did previously about his projects. So after this, definitely y'all should go check out the previous interview I did with Lex coming out of Woodside, Queens. And we got, for my first time speaking with him, repping Far Rockaway, Queens, Blue Legacy. Now, I've heard a little bit of him in the past, and we're going to talk about that, and I'll play a little video. Give him a little blast from the past. He definitely been spitting some dope lyrics. What I really like is from this new project that they put together, King Size, is how effortlessly he's spitting over Lex's production. You know, it makes it sound like the two of them have worked together in the past before. But Blue Legacy must have heard something in Lex's production that, you know, made him want to continue to put some more dope tracks together. We're definitely going to speak on that. We're also going to talk about acting and see how the comedy fits into that. As far as projects, besides King Size, y'all can go check out Rap Niggas. You can check out Lex's 1234, let go, there's a lot more in the discography for both of them. We'll definitely talk about those as well. I'd like to introduce Lex. Peace,
man. Thanks for having me, brother.
Definitely. And also,
yeah, man,
Blue Legacy.
Yo, what's going on, family? Peace to the God. What's going on?
How you doing?
All right.
I'm over here. I'm good, man. How you feeling, fam?
Good. Doing good. Now, let's before we talk about the EP King Size, tell us, you know, how the two of y'all met. That ear candy, how that whole process came to be.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start off, and you correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, it's going back a few years at this point. But I first heard Blue Legacy, I want to say on uncut.com. You know, Robbie with Uncut, you know, out in Australia, he had a site. He used to play or he used to post music from a good brother, right? Rome Clientele. And the first time I heard Blue Legacy was a feature on a Rome Clientele track. Piece to Rome Clientele out of Ithaca, New York, right? Is he in Ithaca? No, Elmira.
Elmira. Elmira, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so he's starting to, I know. He started to do some political work out there and everything too. So much love to Rome Clientele. But that was the first time I heard Blue Legacy. And he was on a couple of joints on one of his EPs. And you know, from that point, I just kind of followed him on social media. And you know, we kind of connected online first. But I've been working on a project for some time. You mentioned Let Go earlier. My man Buck had produced a project, and I got a feature from Blue Legacy when I was working on those sessions. That's actually going to come up on an upcoming project with Buck called NY Weather. And you know, we connected. He came through to Ear Candy Studio in Long Island City, and you know, he got to meet my engineer Chez, and kind of had a good rapport from there. And you know, he's kind of been in and out. See, Blue is a nomad. If you know Blue for a little while, you know, he kind of he moves around. So you know, he's been here, but he's been sliding through the LIC for Ear Candy for a minute. And you know, he's extended Ear Candy Ear Candy family at this point. That's right, Ear Candy fan. So I mean, that's where we recorded this joint at. I want to say, I was it every joint that was recorded with Chez? I think so.
Yeah, every joint, Chez. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there were a couple of Ear Candy studios. Right, and there was a couple of tracks that I didn't make the cut here. That's I guess I'll let Blue allude to what might happen with some of those. But you know what I'm saying? Like this, so we was cool for a bit before we started working on this project.
That's dope.
That's a fact. Yeah, we definitely Lex hit me up to come to Ear Candy just to elaborate on that. I linked with him and Chez and two good brothers. You don't come across good people in this industry a lot, you know what I mean? So we definitely linked up and became more friendly before we even got on tracks together. So that was dope. Mm-hmm. And then Chez, you know, his crazy ass, you know what I mean? He's one of the most talented engineers. So, you know, I just kept coming back, and we built it from there.
That's dope. I mean, yeah, y'all mentioned Wrong Clientele. I remember Rome Clientele on Dirt Disciples with DJ Concept. That's when I started listening to a lot of his music.
Yeah, Rome Clientele's another good dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Did a lot of music together. We actually had a little EP together a few years back called The Kumite. You know what I'm saying? Definitely check that out. It was a good 5 stellar joints, you know what I mean? Maybe 4, I don't remember what it was, but yeah, another good dude, man. Dope MC. You know what I'm saying? Upstate New York MC. And he produces as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Word, talented dude. I remember Rome was one of the quickest turnarounds I ever got on a feature. It was from Rome Clientele, man. I hit him up one day and I was like, yo, I got this track. You know, if you vibe with it, let me know. Before he even let me know whether he liked it or not, he was done with it. He sent it back same night. Good dude.
Yeah, Roman. Y'all lost y'all for a minute, but
Shout out Chez Rocker tuning in. He was asking, yo, where's the live at? I was like, we coming. Sorry about the little delay.
No, all good. He found it, man. Yeah, Chez Rock on the boards. And shout out to Hop also. I seen him on the YouTube as well as my man Pooh Bear. What up, Pooh?
Yeah, man. Speaking of Hop, Blue Legacy, y'all had a very long relationship, you know, from the music that I've listened to from you.
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
He's my older brother. And I
okay.
You break it up. Hop, go back to the essence.
My fault. I keep losing the signal. I know what's going on out here. You know what I mean? I think there's an alien over spaceshipping over me or something. It's killing my Wi-Fi. Yeah, I hear you. Hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, the aliens is out here, B. Word. But yeah, me and Hop, we've been rocking for a minute, man. We started out with the company Hand in Hand Entertainment, released, you know, thousands of mixtapes, You know what I'm saying? We was doing going crazy for a little minute, and then you know what I mean? Little brother just out here trying to, you know what I mean, trying to move his shape.
Mm-hmm. So who influenced your MC?
It's for me?
Yeah.
Oh, we back to Hop. You know what I'm saying? I was saying Hop doing it. Hop was running around going crazy doing it. And I'm saying I was a little me in the crib and I just wanted to come outside with him. You know what I'm saying? So I started writing. My pen game got a little bit stronger. They brought me to the studio. You know, and the rest is history. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
Word. There was a little minute there when I was a young teenager when I was stealing Hop rhymes. We're not going to talk about that tonight.
So with that influence comes the competition between the two of you. At what point did Hop was like, I'm going to put you on?
Going crazy.
Freezing up again.
Yeah, I think Blue on the freeze frame right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so while he's working on that. Oh, come back. Okay.
Maybe
while
not.
He's working. Yeah. While he's working on that. Lex, tell us, you know, a little bit about. Oh, you back, Blue?
Yeah, I feel like I'm back, yo.
Okay.
I know it's going crazy out here, man. These aliens is all over the place, baby. You're killing my.
So what I was saying before was about Hop being the influence. So when the competition came, when was it that he was like, I'm going to put you on? Like, he knew it was your time.
What's going on? Yeah, my signal was crazy. Hello? You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah,
we hear you.
I hear you clear now. So he was asking you about Hop, when Hop decided to pass that torch to you.
Oh.
You know, like, at what point? You know, it went from a competition to being like, all right, Blue ready.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we're back. Yeah. I feel like we frozen in time a little bit.
Right, we hear you now.
We hear you. Yeah, you good.
Yo.
Yep.
Yeah.
We hear you.
I feel like I'm fucking up the party a little bit. You get me?
No.
You good. I think you might have missed the question, though. Like, anytime somebody asks you something, it go blank.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Somebody hating on me. What was the question?
What I was saying was, you know, when did the transition from just being competition to...
All, but I can't, you Lex.
Oh, you don't... Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Lex, you ask the questions again. Okay. See if he hears you.
Blue, you around?
Yep. Yeah, I hear you.
All right, cool. Yeah, nah. All right, cool. So basically what he was asking was like around the time that, you know what I'm saying, you was on your come up with Hop, at what point did it go from a competition to just being more so like, all right, yeah, Blue's ready, I'm ready to pass this torch.
Hop put out an album called Fight for New York, crazy album, got nominated for Underground Mixtape Award and all that type of shit. And I was featured on it. I was on like, I think maybe 15 songs. I was probably on 10 of them. You know what I'm saying? And after that, I felt like he was like, all right, he got it. You know what I'm saying? And from there, I just started dropping my own personal solo mixtapes. You know what I mean? prior to that, I was in a group called Fortune 500. You know, me, shout out to them brothers. We was moving around doing a lot of shows. I want to say we performed at every venue in New York City. You know what I mean? And then from there, I was just dropping mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? The digital era was getting crazy. This is like, 2013 maybe? And that's when it started going from there. That was around the time I met Rome, actually, too.
Wow. So, you said mixtapes. Was Blue World Order like your official project?
I can't hear you at all. I see your lips moving, but I can't hear anything. This is crazy.
He was asking you if
Lex, you gotta do the interview.
So now. He had asked it.
Yeah, was,
oh man, yeah. We gonna play telephone. So he was saying if Blue World Order was like kind of your official step onto Blue the World scene Order. As far as a solo mixtape. Yeah.
Blue World Order was my first album. It was my very first album. I had mixtapes before that. I had one solo mixtape, and I had a bunch of mixtapes with my crew, Fortune 500. But Blue World Order, I got a distribution deal with Universal. Jerked the shit out of me, you know what I mean? Pause. Mm-hmm. But that was my first digital release. You know what I mean? So actually, I'm about to drop this. I'm recording now Blue World Order 2, which will be my last LP. You know what I'm saying? From here on out, I'm only dropping EPs and singles, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the game is different now. But yeah, Blue World Order was my first EP. I mean, my first LP. We dropped that in 2011. I thought it was on. I thought I was about to be like, you know, thought it was like Diddy time. You know what I mean? Universal had other plans, though. You know, they said I had distribution through another company from out of California. Yeah, they was highway robbery out there.
Damn, you was ready to throw on the shiny suit.
Yeah, nah, not the shiny.
I hear looking like Jiffy Pop. Shiny Tim's?
Shiny Tim's, Jimmy. I don't know, man, but yeah, it got crazy. It got crazy, man. But yeah, it definitely was a learning experience, you know what I'm saying? So from there, you know what I'm saying, we just started moving differently and did everything independently, you know what I'm saying?
That's interesting that you said. After this is your last album, you're gonna go strictly EPs. Was Dress from Black Sheep in a few recent interviews I listened to, he said that's strictly what he's gonna do, EPs with one producer. Louie, were you able to hear me?
I can't hear nothing he's saying.
Oh man.
yeah. Now, so basically, he was saying that it's interesting that you planning on going the EP route. He also kind of heard that same direction recently from Drez from Black Sheep, who just dropped the EP with Stu Bangers. He was saying that from here on out, he's just going to be doing the EPs. You know, going forward, in his case, it's going to be like one producer. Right. So, I mean, led to that decision for you in terms of you know, kind of scaling things back and going that route? It's a less is more type of thing, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the idea behind, you know, that approach for you?
Honestly, it was a lot of frustration because I felt like people got short attention spans, you know what I mean? And you want to be creative and put out these large works, not like that shit the game put out, you know, this dude won 30 joints, he was ODing and shit, but you know, you want to you get in the studio and you want to be creative and put out these joints, this, you know, this piece of work, and then people listen to like parts and pieces of it, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, with streaming, they'll listen to a song here and there, or, you know, certain sites have put up certain songs, so it makes it like almost irrelevant that you put out this masterpiece, you know what I mean? So you kind of want to pull it back so people, you know, in this microwave age, they'll listen to the full, you know, capacity of what you want to, you know, how you want to present it. You know what I mean? So, Blue World Order, I'm going to put this Blue World Order 2 out. You know what I mean? It's LP. And then from there on out, it's going to be, like, even on King Size, that was originally going to be an LP.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all the songs didn't go on there. You know what I mean? And then, you know what I'm saying? I made the executive decision to, you know, scale it back a little bit. I feel like it was more, people were more receptive to it, you know what I'm saying, being on a shorter scale or whatever. So, yeah.
That's dope. Now, I got to bring up a good friend of mine who has worked with you. She's a member of Spotless Minds. She goes by the name of Simone Arabia.
Yeah. So he's bringing up somebody that's worked with you in the past, a good friend of his from Spotless Minds named Simone Arabia.
Oh, that's my big sister. Yeah, I know Simone since I was a kid, man. One of my favorite MCs. You know what I'm saying? She used to put me on the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's the first person I go to. Her and Lex, really. You know what I'm saying? Lex got that that blog you be doing for the music. Simone always hit me with new music or whatever, but yeah, Simone is that's my big sis right there, man.
Dope.
Incredible MC. Yeah.
Now, if you don't mind, I wanted to play the track.
My bad. East Coast. I'm gonna cut you off.
I think I'm gonna log out and then log back in and see if he might be able to hear me.
Okay. Yeah. You said you was gonna play a track.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So he's gonna log off and come back in and see if we could get the conversation flowing a little more smoothly.
I bet.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, anything you want me to relay in the meantime?
Nah, man, I'm just out here, man. You know what I'm saying? I might try and get a little closer to the router or something while you're doing that.
Go lean on the house, man.
Yeah, where, man?
I'm an untold legend. You a bird like a peasant. I resonate revenue, blue like a who, unknown like X, homegrown since paid phones. I was getting dome like fitted caps, with rhythm my rap, lyrical facts, weapons and words, guns and verbs, good niggas and herbs with knowledge itself. Choke you out with your Prada belt, probably, and we'll pop Molly, swagger John Gotti, king of the building lobby, with the pump shotty karate, the old beats, Bruce Lee, rocking the Koofy, Crown Royale, Loopy, lyrical van. Do maniac psycho, forcing any hood won't get Vic like Michael Jordan when I'm all in. Applause for metaphors. I verbally murder any MC, low key for a fee or free. Blue legacy, gospel of the streets. Profit on the beat, pop it at police, nigga. I'm unbeatable, unbreakable, untamable. Y'all little cats are pussy cats. Your boy Hop is a saber tooth. I blaze the boot. Hop, you really spit the truth. These new rappers are hating you, cause they know a win on me is nowhere near attainable. Yeah, I'm just getting started, turning all these rappers to Mr. Daily Departed. I'm John Jones on the microphone, ending battles with guillotines. I murder whack rappers and bury them in their skinny jeans. I flow bananas, my grandma will cause spasms. Hot lyrical savage, you want. I cause havoc, they panic when I enter. These rappers are straight placenta. And other words, you vagina. I'm major, homie, you minor. Enter the dragon, I make your champion stagger. Triple straight up a swagger, piss his heart with a dagger. Hop in blue leg of Simone, we bring the pain and flow tighter than Levi jeans on Little Wayne.
I got a shitty attitude, so that means I'm unapproachable. Respect this Iron Chef. Before she gets to roasting you, dust clouds, they hover crowds. Yeah, that means we smoked your pool. My sous chefs in the kitchen, packing up a toaster to Julie and your friends and flambé your mama. Chop your dame, this ain't no game. She don't want no drama. Stay in your lane, chicken strange. You don't want to wrong us. This here's a zoo, cause my gorillas, they carry llamas. They call me Soul Sister. Hey, Sister Soul, how you heat up these tracks with a flow so cold? Reach delivered in this game, my tens up on the flow. Italicized the line, similes getting bold. Aggressive when I reps this, no diva. My flows produce Swiss holes, call me Geneva. Meat cleavers, beef eaters, and street sweepers. Best describe my vibe when I ride up on you bottom feeders. I'm on the cutting edge, bloody your wrist up. You can play the rook upon her to my fucking bishop. I stay walking on you weak MCs, but I never bitch up. Remain single in this life, cause I got a lot of distrust. So no, I don't trust you fucking niggas. AK-47 flowing like I'm bucking triggers. Salute to the beat maker.
Egos by Diddler, MCs beating me. My nigga, how you figure? They say I think I'm all that, cause I rep that New York. I say, bitch, you know I'm all that, because I hail from New York. In this lion's den, we ballin', so we call it Zoo Sports. You are G3 in this league. You lost. We rep that Beast Coast. We rep that Beast Coast. So keep your feet close. My nigga, we dope.
All
right. That joint right there, man.
Yo, for real. All right, I can hear you again, B. Nice. Glad to be back. Now I can't hear Lex.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, there we go.
Yeah, man.
Quick story. Me, Hop, and Simone actually started out as a group. It was four of us, though. You know what I mean? And we was doing shows. I was still in high school. I was like 14, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even get into some of the spots, but they would sneak me in some of the spots, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Word. Good times, B. I was back when Natural Elements was killing it. You know what I'm saying? We thought we were gonna be, you know, that was our, you know what I mean? It was for them. Yeah, that was the thing right back then, man. Word.
Yeah, shout out to Natural Elements, man. They've been continuing to record stuff at TME Studios. Shout out to Fred Ones and them.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah,
they still doing their thing,
big fans,
man. They
big
still
fans of Natural E.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I think that's rite of passage for New York rap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
word.
Yeah. If you don't know NE, then you ain't up on it.
Yeah. Word, man. Mr. Voodoo, L. Swift, A-Butter.
A-Butter, yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Triborough. Dude's nasty. Wow. Always have been.
Facts.
Indeed. Cool. Quick, the track I just played, Beast Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all all killed that, but you know, how did that track come to be?
Oh man. Back when we were recording in Sound Class in Manhattan, Simone came through. She was working on a project that she was working on. And we were in the studio. If I believe correctly, we all wrote that on the spot. And the engineer mixed it down, shouts to O Negative. And then the next day, we shot the video. Like, Simone hit us up, like, get up, and we going to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So I barely even knew the words when we were in there performing the shots or whatever. But yeah, that's how she get down. Simone is a savage, beast. She a beast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She titled that track properly. That was all her. Word.
Dope. That go-getter mentality.
Yeah, yeah, she don't fuck around, man. I'm trying to be like her when I grow up.
Yeah. And she is tuning in. She said good times.
Oh, word. Dope. What up, Mo? We gotta get on another track, Simone. Stop playing. Stop ducking me. Word. Lex, those tracks that didn't make the king size joint, I wanna get them on the Blue World Order too. You know what I mean, with your permission.
Of course.
Definitely one of
you. Let me know what your plans are, and you know, wherever I fit in, man, I'm happy to contribute. I'm honored to contribute.
That, I had to put you on the spot real quick. You know what I'm saying? You can't say no on live TV.
Yeah, can't say no. Everybody looking at me. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Word.
They're $100 billion, man.
Crazy. Speaking of Blue World Order, the last track on there was Full Clip, and you had
My man Joe Pesci.
Yeah, from my boroughs. That now, yeah, yeah.
Okay, definitely. Yeah,
he on his come up. I've been paying attention to him too.
Yeah, Joe Pesci. Yo, funny thing. I had never met him at the time in person. You know what I mean? We met through a mutual friend or whatever, and I was like, yo, I told him, I was like, I need a hook for this track. My man Black Tracks produced it. Shouts to Black Tracks, Brooklyn, you know what I mean? Dope producer. So I sent him the beat, and he sent the hook to the studio. I never heard the hook. I had the rhymes in my head. I went to the studio, didn't listen to the hook, laid the rhymes, and they mixed it and put it together. I never heard the hook. He never heard my rhymes, but it fit together proper. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Ever since then, Me and that dude, we've been like this, man. That's my brother right there, man. Joe Pesci's a good dude. Another dope MC. Another good brother.
Yeah, Joe was the man, man. Shout outs to Joe Pesci, man. That's also extended family. I mean, we one big happy family when it comes to this little sect of the community. But yeah, Joe was a nasty MC, man. He's been doing it for a while, and you know, a couple of times that I seen you at the Delancey Blue, I think we chopped it up with Joe at least one of them nights.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Anytime I hit Joe up and like, yo, bro, I need feature, I need whatever, he's always Johnny on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Never hesitates, man. That's a good dude, man. Anytime I see him out in the spots or whatever, he's always buying me Hennessy. So, you know.
Yeah. I usually I smoke with him outside.
That's what's up.
Got an ill single, you know, give him the shots real quick. Velvet Diamonds with Napoleon the Legend. Two dope MCs right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. OGs.
Indeed. NDL is another good brother.
Yeah, Troby on his
grind, talent
man.
There, hard work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of work they put in.
Facts.
Now, being that King Size sounds like I said, like y'all known each other, and the work ethic between the two of you, you know, before I spoke with you tonight, it shows y'all always put it in proper. How long did it take to put King Size together?
Oh, we actually, we recorded it pretty fast, but it didn't come out because it was COVID. So I held on to it for a minute, but we recorded that. I don't remember Lex hit me with some beats and I don't remember how long it took. It didn't take long. I know we recorded those.
Yeah, it was only a couple of sessions.
Yeah, it was a few sessions, but we just held on to it because of, you know, COVID. I got sick. I was fucked up. And then I was like patient zero and shit. And then, I was trying to see, you know, when the world was going to open back up. You know what I'm saying? But eventually I was like, fuck it, man. We got to put this music out because shit, it's burning my hands. It's fire. You know what I mean? But yeah. Yeah, man. It didn't take long, man. Lex Beats, them shits is like cocaine, man. Them shits, they addictive. You know what I mean? When I first heard that he was making beats and I went to his SoundCloud page and was listening to them shits, I was like, wow, this is it right here. You know what I'm saying? And like I was like a magnet to metal and shit, you know what I mean? So it was like a no-brainer that we had to do something together. And then I think we recorded one song. I recorded one song, and then I was like, yo, fuck it, let's do it, you know, let's do an album and shit, you know what I mean? Here we are.
Yep. Yeah, man. I kind of had a few things that was lingering around just kind of available to listen to. And everything that Blue was like, let me hold this. I can fuck with this. I can fuck with this. And I was like, yeah, please. So everything just kind of fit into a similar kind of vibe and a pattern that this joint kind of, you know, like a lot of what I was, utilizing to put those beats together in particular, they were just like heavy drum joints and like rock inspired stuff and some, you know, international music that I was listening to at the time, and it all had a certain type of vibe. Essentially, and Blue just came correct on everything. You know what I'm saying? Like every time he let me hear one thing, I was ready to hear some more. So and then we connected in the lab together for a session where I got on a few of these tracks as well. You know, even if it was just kind of like adding some energy onto, you know, the chorus sections and everything, just kind of feeling it out, and it came together nice. Lalo's was an idea that he actually, you know, he hit me up. That's actually, believe it or not, and this is gonna sound kind of crazy, that's one of the first, like, when I started really getting into beat making, I can't say it's my first beat because I dabbled like way back in the days, you know, like when I was first starting to MC and like early 2000s, but when I really got serious about trying to, you know, find things that I felt were substantial and good enough to put a foot forward as far as on the production tip. That was the first track that I really put together. And that was one of the first tracks that Blue was like, I want to fuck with that one. I was real happy the way that joint came out. And when he asked me to do a little something on the hook that had a little bit of Latin flavor on it, I was like, yeah, I could do that. Let's have fun with that shit. So,
and let's be clear, Chess named that track in the studio. I had no idea what Salado meant.
yeah. Well, actually, the name of the beat was Salt. I remember the name of the beat. I had all the Salt. Right. So then, like, yeah. So Chess put his signature on it, man. The freaking guy. There you go. Thumbs up from Chess.
The homie.
It's the homie.
Word.
Damn. And the other feature on here, your older brother Hop.
Oh yeah. I had to drag him in the booth because you know Hop's a hard dude to track down and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I can't have a project without the big bro on it. You know what I'm saying? It's just not gonna happen. So I was like, I need you to come in here and do your, you know, be like Jay-Z and Jadakiss type of shit. So go in the booth, do what you do, talk your shit, and let's go. And he went in and delivered, you know what I'm saying, more than I anticipated.
Yeah, it gave it that live feel.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, Lex, you've been putting in production for a while. How did it feel that this was your first project that you produced for somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, it felt great. You know what I'm saying? It felt like a long time coming. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like I enjoyed the opportunity to kind of step back and play the background. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see my face on the artwork. Actually, I worked on the artwork for the project too.
He did the artwork, yes, but, absolutely. That's yep. Fire.
Thank you. And I wasn't trying to, you know what I'm saying, like to really, this is Blue's project, you know what I'm saying? But I had a hand in it. It is, but I had a hand in it. It was a different role for me as far as what I'm accustomed to when it comes to releasing projects. Even like my group stuff I've done back in the days with Sinister Circle and like all of that stuff, you know, I was kind of front and center on to an extent. And with this one, I had the opportunity to kind of just play the background and let, you know, my sound really just be present throughout it without necessarily standing in the spotlight. And that's something that I, you know, I wanted to be able to showcase, you know, just my music more so than, you know, I mean, most people who know my stuff know me as a vocalist. So it was a nice change of pace for me. It was definitely something that I, you know, had been wanting to do for a while. So I did appreciate the opportunity to really just kind of sit back and you know what I'm saying, just handle, that background end of things where somebody else could really go out there and stand in the spotlight. And I think, you know, Blue shined on everything. Every one of these tracks is a banger.
Appreciate that, family.
Yeah, appreciate you. Yeah.
And those that production is amazing. If I made beats, they would sound just like those. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Great minds think alike.
Word.
As they say.
Absolutely, man.
I remember when you know, you started grabbing a couple of those tracks and you was just like, I don't know if you was going through, you know, all of us kind of go through writer block or just lack of inspiration every here and there. But you was like, bro, you got my pen moving again, man. And that to me is the ultimate compliment as far as being a beat maker. It's like, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like a lot of these joints that I like to make beats that I would. But I don't want to rhyme over all of my beats. You know what I'm saying? I want to focus in and just kind of put together something that's you know, that's a soundscape, and let somebody else add their creativity to it. That's just, you know, the magic of making music, man. It's something that we all love and we all do, and you know what I'm saying? Like when it comes to fruition, it's.
He was gonna say it's a beautiful thing. I'm reading his mind.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Synergy.
Word, yeah. Nah, but we definitely collaborated effortlessly, you know what I'm trying to say.
Effortlessly.
Yeah, the liquor kicking in now. But yeah, well, we definitely collaborated effortlessly, what you said. And, yeah, I feel like me and Lex, we pretty much cut from the same cloth. So when he presented the beats or posted them or whatever, I was like, okay, this is my vibe right here. You know what I mean? Like, this is my lane and shit, you know what I'm saying? So when I heard him, I'm like, it was all these different, like, sparks going off and shit, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, it was a beautiful moment right there, man. Still, to this day, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I need Lex on everything I do, man, at least one track.
Hey, man. Shit, light the fire, man. For me, man. You just let me know.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Yeah, I remember before this dropped in the beginning of April when Lex was announcing it. And then I heard that first track, Illmatic Azul. I was like, straight out the gate, spitting. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was angry on that track a little bit. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what made it even better was him coming in and just, you know, hyping me the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went in on that shit. It was masterful.
Yeah, and that was all, you know, that was on the spot. Just kind of, I mean, for me at least, right. I know you had your verses prepared in the lab that day, but I happened to get there like around that time, and it was just like, yo, Lex, say something on this, and that shit just felt good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so we went in there and
blended,
you know.
Yeah, blended perfectly.
It was organic, you
know? Yeah, absolutely, man. That was a fun album. That was probably the most fun I've had creating the album. Was this album? You know what I mean?
Nice. That's what's up, man.
That means a lot.
yeah, absolutely, man. Yo, you know, I was just coming off of creating it. You know, I dropped another album with another producer, which was a dope album. But you know, it was a lot of you know, back and forth. You know, we bumping heads, and so it was a breath of fresh air going to the studio with this dude and just, you know what I mean, just vibing, and we on the same page, and you know what I'm saying, he gets where I'm coming from and shit. It was dope. You know what I'm saying? It was very dope.
Yeah, I think that's just a testament to the way our energy kind of flows when we connect. You know what I'm saying? It's always good vibes, it's always good energy, and just a matter. And we nice, right? We nice, so right, we just get in there and do what we do.
Absolutely. And anybody who comes to the studio always with a Mets hat, you know it's going to take.
It's all good.
it's the Queens thing, man.
You already know. Absolutely.
Album covers. Last time me and Lex spoke, I was telling him how much I enjoyed the cover for 1234, and certain things I noticed, and he explained, you know, how it came to be and the meanings. Tell us about when you created for King Size.
Right. So when it came to King Size, I mean, it really kind of it was a combination of, you know, anytime I approach creating artwork for a project, I want to do something that obviously connects to the music, something that you could look at while you're hearing the music and there's not a disconnect there. It's got to mesh well. It's got to work together. And for this particular project, what I wanted to do, obviously, when the title itself, when he told me the title, because this was something, one of the last things that came about for this project was probably the title and then the artwork. You know, we had the music together for a while. We were listening to the joints, and when I was like, yo, what's the name? And when he hit me with King Size, I was like, perfect. I, you know, like that's, it sounds big. You know what I'm saying? The music is big. It hits you. And to me, you know, as far as my direction for the cover, I wanted to really just kind of like present a picture. So it's basically art that's hanging up with a rugged backdrop. You know what I'm saying? So you got like kind of the grimy wall behind you, and then you got like the painting, you know, just kind of paying this homage to the kinghood there. So actually got one of them joints on deck right here. Probably, I don't know how well you can see it through my shitty camera, but this is the CDs. We still got a handful of CDs on deck if anybody is interested. I mean, we tried a couple of different things as far as the back cover was concerned, but, you know, he knew what images he wanted to use. And you know, I just kind of took those and added my touch to them that, you know, that I felt was, you know, the right feel for the sound of the music. So, yeah, King Size, Alex NYRE production. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Cool. I meant to go grab my copy, but as always, thank you, you know, for always coming through. You know, whenever I order something, you on it.
Now
that comes through quick, man.
You gotta take care of the people that take care of you. You know what I'm saying? Like I do as always. Uh-huh. I appreciate the patronage. You know, it's one thing to, I mean, what you do for myself and countless other artists. You know what I'm saying? Not only with sharing the music and you know, having the podcast and giving people the opportunity to discuss, you know, their art and on a platform that could reach others, you know, like what you do is priceless and it is appreciated, but also it's not only just a matter of show. You put your money where your mouth is and you always show that love in that way as well. And that does not go unnoticed. So, you know, if you're going to, and this is for anybody, you're going to cop something that I put my effort into. Hey, look, you could spend your money anywhere. You can spend your money anywhere. You decide to spend your money on my shit, I got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get that out as soon as I can. If I got something on the side that I could throw in with it, you can get your stickers with it or whatever. Make sure you get that quick. Make sure if there's a problem, we get that taken care of. And you know, I don't understand sometimes how people can put so much effort into creating something and then treat their fans like their money don't matter. Come on, man. We're in an era that you ain't got to spend a fucking penny to listen to music anymore. So if you're showing me support, right, you're showing me love, I'm gonna get that out to you. You know, that's my work. I'm proud of it. You know what I'm saying? And I take pride in not only the way that I create and present the sound, but I also take pride in the product itself. And I want to make sure that you know, people have, if you're like me, you like to have something to hold, then, you know what I'm saying, I get it to you the right way. That's the idea behind that.
There you go. Dope. Blue Legacy, tell us about them acting chops.
Blue.
Yo, I'm gonna... Shit, my battery about to fucking die, yo. I feel like we about to lose. I'm about to lose y'all for a minute, but if I do, I'm gonna be back. But okay. As far as the acting goes, my boy Boss, he put me onto the acting shit. You know what I'm saying? I started doing background acting or whatever, and you know what I'm saying, just as a lucrative source of income or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And which led me to some other things. I started doing music for different TV and movie sources or whatever. I did the theme song for a Cold War web series, shouts to them. You know what I'm saying? We won an award for that. Web series, the web series awards or whatever it's called or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll be moving around. I'll be out here.
Now, you talked about the acting. Where does the comedy come from? Because all over your IG, you got all types of funny stuff going on. You always been like that?
I was class clown, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit is natural. I've been class clown since junior high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help it. I'm just an idiot, man, when it comes to funny shit.
We're gonna put out a follow up EP, just the size.
Say that again.
I said we gotta come up with a just the size, the follow up.
Word. Word.
Killing it in the Queen's Court. All that, man.
Simone, what up? I can actually see comments on this thing now. Now that my battery's done, I'm everything is clear and shit. Yeah, this is crazy. I'm about to go sit on the
I can make them pop up. That's why they come up like that. So definitely, you know, give a shout out to the people tuning in and commenting. Simone Arabia, Chess Rocker, got to hop up in here.
But
you got Low One.
Oh, Low. Omega. Yeah, what up, Low? Dope.
Peace. Love.
Word up. Appreciate everyone on the check-in. C-Spec. Look at that. Ear Candy family. That's what we're talking about.
Dope. Like y'all said, it's fam. And you know, coming and supporting, you know, it's always dope to see.
Absolutely.
Now tell us about, you also got hoodies out there. You know, Lex is showing with the physicals with the CDs. You also the legacy hoodies.
It's getting a little choppy. Say it again, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying tell us about legacy hoodies.
Oh, the hoodies?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the camera might have died. Yeah. He was talking about battery being low, but I can't speak to the hoodies. I do know he's got them on deck, t-shirts and all that. But yeah, when we come back in, plug the site.
He's got a vast merch game going on.
Indeed, definitely. Usually when I see him, he might have something. Something that he's, you know, something that he designed, rocking.
Dope. So while we waiting for Blue Legacy to come back in, tell us a little bit about what you might be working on.
Yeah, man. So I'm kind of always, even when I'm not working, I got mad work on deck. It's just kind of comes with the territory of being active in this game for a long time and having a lot of people that I'm fortunate to work with. So right now, I think the next thing on deck that's probably going to be released, we're looking at maybe sometime in October. Myself and Kespa are working on an honorable exchange too, there's one dope. Yeah, so we got the sequel coming. And we got some great artists that are featured on there. A lot of the same producers made their way back to the second. So, you know what I'm saying? We got my man CZRA23 on the project again. We got Monk did a couple of joints for us. I always love when I get a Monk beat because like it'll hit me in a slump and it's just so easy to write to. So shout out to Monk. But Chess Rocker, you know, we recorded the whole project at Ear Candy again. We went in and just got a lot of work done. But some of the so it's actually going to be called an honorable exchange too. It features obviously myself and Kespa, but some other MCs like we have very limited features on this time around. We wanted to try to get some, you know, some of the community in on the affair. So we got a joint with Aida, actually, who came through and killed her verse. We got a joint with Skank the Rap Martyr, Bangkok Fan. We got [S2] Nice. [S1] A joint with the legendary Curious is on a track. Actually, the one track that I produced on that project featured Curious. My man Lizzie Easy is on the album. My man, who else we got on the features? My man Sam Hill came through for a joint. He was in the lab one day and was like, you get on this one. So it's a family affair as usual. But very happy with the way that one came about, man. If you were a fan of the first one, this one just kind of picks up on a lot of that same energy and, you know what I'm saying? Just a little more polished at this point, you know what I'm saying? Doing it together for a while now. So, I think chemistry is even stronger than it was before. Got cuts from, Tone Spliff on the project, got cuts from my man Devin AP, cuts from my man DJ M1. So we got some DJs involved too. Nice, so nice. It's just really looking forward to putting that one out. C-Spec, actually, who's in the chat earlier, he's got a beat on this project like he did on the first one as well. So yeah, man, shout outs to everybody that's involved with that. And aside from that, there's a couple of things that I've had in the works for a while. Another self-produced project that I was looking to put out. My third Break the Pattern release. So if you're familiar with that from the older projects, I got a new Break the Pattern that's in the works. I got the second project in the Alex series, which is actually going to be my middle name. That's mostly just me on that joint. A self-produced project as well. And aside from that, I'm working on another project with Buck that should be on the way, hopefully sooner than later. Got a lot of good work on that as well. Got Shabam Sadiq featured on that. FU's on that album. Blue Legacy is on that joint. So I mean, like I've got some stuff in the works, man. I really, you know how it is when you got the family, you got the full-time work, you got, you know what I'm saying, all this running around to do, you got COVID changing your life and, you know what I'm saying, house chores to keep up with and all that. You know, the music can sit on the back burner, but a lot of it has been building up towards some great material. I'm looking forward to releasing. And I say this year, I've got at least two projects left in me. So.
Dope, man. You know, not just from you saying it, but from knowing your music, I already know I'm going to enjoy what's to come.
I hope so, man. I appreciate that. And I like just kind of knowing what I have in the stash, like I'm looking forward to people hearing it, man. I'm definitely looking forward to people hearing it. I got verses that like I want everybody to hear them. not only my own, but you know, like features. I got Born Unique on a joint that I've been dying to let go.
Oh man,
got Finale on a joint. I've been dying to let go. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So yeah, got some shit on the way.
That's dope. Oh man, I was hoping Blue Legacy was able to come back in. I don't know if he had his charger with him or not.
Yeah. I mean, I want to text him, but that seems moot. But yeah, I mean, to speak on the project a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It's five joint EP. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, if you was listening in, you know, we had a couple of other joints that didn't make the final cut, but looks like they're going to be on their way in a future release. I put a verse on something I was hoping would have been on this project, but you know what I'm saying? That'll be on you know, Blue's final LP. So you know, I can't be mad at that. Yeah, man, I mean, this was just kind of like an initial thing for us to be able to connect and you know, put something together. The music flowed effortlessly, as Blue mentioned earlier. That'll be a buzzword for us. But it's just, you know, good natural chemistry. You know, when you get along with people, it's always easy to make good music with them because you guys are on the same wavelength and just creating from a similar energy and you can combine that and just kind of make it stronger. So, you know, much love to Blue Legacy, man. I definitely, I'm honored to have produced this EP and, you know, I hope people are feeling it, man. I've gotten nothing but good feedback. Everybody's like, yo, the beats on that, beats on this joint bang. Oh, yeah. The verses, you know, they fit right in on it. So, yeah, very pleased with the way everything came together and, you know, looking forward to doing more.
Yeah, you know, to inspire an MC to hear your music and then just get right to writing, that says a lot right there.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I mean, it's funny because, like, I know, so, you know, I'm just being an MC on the scene for so many years. You meet a lot of people throughout this process, and you know, there's a mutual respect there with so many people, and you know, like when I was first kind of getting my feet wet as far as you know, really like culminating a sound as a producer, you know, there's a handful of people that I reached out to, and you know, like Lou was just the first one to really just like step up to the plate and really knock it out the park, and you know what I'm saying, like really just keep going with it. You know what I'm saying? Like I've done act here and there for people, but he's the one brother that was like, you know what, I dig this energy and I wanna stick with it. But you know, you might be hearing some other stuff that I produced coming out in the future. Shout outs to my man 07 of Undeniable, another Queens brother from Corona. You know, he's got he had put out a joint not too long ago that I produced and you know, made a little bit of noise with that as well. So yeah, I mean, it, just the anticipation of waiting to see, you know, what somebody's gonna do with it, it's great to hear that final product. GS Advance is the brother who had rocked to a couple of my tracks and put them out when he was doing trying to remember the name of the series. He had a weekly series that was going for a long time, and you know, I ended up getting a couple of my joints, you know, fit into that series. And you know, I mean, if you listen to GS, you know that's a monster. So I was real happy with the way with what he did with my beats as well. So that's, you know, he's out in Jamaica, so that's another Queens brother. So I mean, it kind of works out that way. You know what I'm saying? You know, Burrow shows the self love all the time.
Definitely. You still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and as always, I gotta shout out Chez Rocker over at Ear Candy Studios, because always lays it down proper for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, guys got an amazing ear. He also has a good real energy. That I think is important when it comes to recording. I mean, it seems like a theme that keeps coming up in this conversation, but the reality of it is when you're creating, you got to be in the type of space where, you know, if you want it to be successful, to have a real feel to it, then the vibe has to be right. And Chez is great at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you've ever been to Ear Candy, or even if you've ever just ran into to Chez at a show or whatever, you understand that energy is like no other. You know what I'm saying? You're going to laugh with the brother. You're probably going to drink with the brother. But as a whole, though, you know, it's a welcoming vibe, and really just kind of kicks things off in a way where I mean, for us, it's natural. We're friends before this music and after this music. But when you come into the studio, when you start laying something down, I think everybody that I've ever brought out there has had like the same experience, where it's like, you know what I'm saying, like we're here and we're building, and not only are we creating music, but we're also connecting, and I think that shines through with the final product.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
Queens in the building.
Yeah, all day, every day.
It's something about, you know, when y'all work together, you know, the talent always shines, no matter who it is. Y'all show that. Y'all show that true synergy.
Yeah. It's like starving beast water. Pat Blue.
I'm literally leaning on the router right now, yo. Basement real quick, you know what I mean? And try and charge my phone up. My bad
about that.
Type of unprofessionalism is not me.
All good. Before you left off, we about to talk about Legacy Hoodies.
Yeah, right. Oh, Legacy Hoodie. My brother, from another mother, my boy DJ Finesse, who was doing mixtapes with me back in the day, started a clothing line called Can I Beat? Can I Beat is his whole company, you know what I'm saying? So Scat Beat Fashion, we did a couple mixtapes together with that. I did a theme song for him, good dude. Put me on the clothing aspect of everything, you know what I'm saying? Merchandise and whatever. You know what I'm saying? He helped me figure it out and guided me through it. So he put me onto that. I started doing t-shirts. Even though I was calling it Legacy Hoodies, it was mostly t-shirts at first. And just, you know, expanded. You know what I mean? So we do much everything as far as fashion goes, except for, you know, jeans and shit. You know what I mean? So we're getting there. I'm working on, actually right now, I'm working on baseball and Letterman graphics. Trying to bring Averexville back to New York City.
Dope.
Yeah. So we're working on. Yeah, Hoodies is my. You know, if you my website, clhc.com, link right there. You jump on a piece, grab a nice little t-shirt for the lady who got the baby teeth. Saying he next, you know, for the fellas and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kesper joining
next to the router.
All right, what up, Kesper? We just talked about the project a little bit on the way. So, shout outs to Kesper. New York's honorable.
Hey, man. Hey, fan.
Man, just lost him again. I was just about to
explain that way.
Hey, you talking about the EP. Let me, if you know, if he comes back in, because I was, you know, I was gonna let y'all give you shout outs and then just let everyone know where they can go and support King Size.
For sure. Right. So King Size is available on all platforms, all streaming platforms, and I'll let Blue hop in on the back end. Looks like he's joining back on. But King Size is available on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere you digest music, it is available. Streaming everywhere, YouTube, and then the physical CDs are actually available through my Bandcamp page, which I see you just posted a link on the YouTube site. So lexnyre.bandcamp.com. I don't know, Blue, if you still got a couple of hand to hands left, you know what I'm saying, you see Blue in the street, you might want to holler at him.
Oh yeah, definitely, and keep those on deck.
Yeah, man.
What's up?
And for you, Blue, go ahead and plug the website.
Oh, BlueLegacyLHC.com. All my links to all my music, t-shirts, fashion, videos, everything is on there. It's a one-stop shop for everything Blue Legacy.
There you go. Best way to do it.
Yes, sir.
Word up. So you were saying shout outs, man. Give some shout outs to Ear Candy family. You know what I'm saying? I know a few of y'all in here. So shout outs to Chez, shout outs to C Spec, shout outs to Kesper, shout outs to C's, shout outs to Sofa, shout outs to Legit Easy. My people's BHP, my man Pooh, I know was in here earlier. You know what I'm saying? My man Snake Eyes, Loco, Realize. I can shout out people for days. But shout outs to everybody I just mentioned. And I want to give a quick shout out to Bars Inc., Hand to Hand Entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Legacy Hoodies and all that. And Hop. I know Hop was in here earlier. And Simone Arabia. Yes, sir. All right. Peace to everyone on the check-in. And I'm going to pass that baton.
Yeah, shouts to everybody that you just named as well. Shout out to the whole Bars Inc. I can't. Hop, my brother G. Sean, I know you watching. I see you just text me. Yeah, shout out to the whole fam, man. I ain't entertained. Oh, shout out to my brother Louis the Prophet, man. Doing a lot of big shit right now, man. He's moving around with the Wild Prophets. He's doing a lot of the shake, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, I'm old. I can't move around as much. My knees is crazy. You know what I mean? They're out there doing it, man. And I'm about to pass the time with cigars.
And also, shout out Old Negative out at Sound Clash.
Oh, yeah. Negative, my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? My man moved to Puerto Rico, and I, you know what I'm saying? I ain't seen him since. In the mountains somewhere. Word.
Tucked away, man. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either, man. So he did the right thing.
El Junque.
It's beautiful in the mountains. I got to witness it once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, word. Lucky you.
He's in the compost with the Jibaros. Good stuff. You get some good food out there.
Oh, yeah. All natural. Fresh stuff, off. Yeah.
Exactly. Fresh off the trees.
Yep. Dope, man. The energy that y'all show on here is the same energy if you listen to King Size, you're going to get. So for all those that haven't listened, definitely go check it out.
Yeah,
appreciate y'all taking the time. Mm-hmm. Y'all definitely going to see more of these two together. You're going to hear more coming up real soon.
Big facts. Queens get the money.
Cool. Shout out everyone that was in the chat tonight. You know, family definitely came representing and supporting. I appreciate seeing that all the time.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to, you know, Hip Hop Discussion Group, HHDG Media. We appreciate you, man.
Absolutely,
thank you for allowing us the opportunity on this platform to discuss, you know what I'm saying, our art. And, you know what I'm saying, all we try to do is put our best foot forward. So, you know what I'm saying, every opportunity that opens up, we appreciate it. And you know, we take that on with pride and, you know what I'm saying, just really just try to reach as many ears as we can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I appreciate y'all, man. And next time I'm on here, I promise you, man, I'm switching to Verizon. So, you know, I mean, my router, my Wi-Fi situation be better.
It's all good.
I don't Verizon squad. You know what I mean?
Dope.
You'll get the Verizon, you know, the ads pop up now. That YouTube money.
Got a whole crew behind me. They're gonna be antennas, wire hangers, all that. Yo.
There you go.
There you go. Yep.
You gotta get away from the aliens
in the building. Dope, man. On behalf of HHDG Media, I'm gonna say peace. And quick shout out to one of our Queens representatives, Skelly Top, and Rock Vader KB. Peace, y'all.